I'm talking to you! In the back! Please, put your citron under your chair, right now!
Respect the name, and we have
also to address the people with their names. طبعا احنا as doctors we can just give numbers to our medical files, مظبوط. Just address people by numbers, but this is very disrespectful. So it's very important to know the name, try to memorize it while addressing the patient, and talk to them. And while talking to them, you have to address them by the name. The age. طبعا age is very important. Why? Because different age groups have common diseases. يعني مثلا native patients are expected to be elderly, but they can come young. صح؟ مثلا في عندنا some congenital diseases, they usually come very young, at a very young age. تمام؟ The way you're gonna examine مثلا children is much, much more different than examining adults. Age is very important. Gender is important as well. And then you have to ask the patient about their occupation. Some occupational hazards can affect the eye of the patient. Yeah, for example, some occupations might cause itch, allergies, مثلا ocular injuries, تمام. واحد carpenter, blacksmith, they are more likely to get injuries than other people, than a person who's working in over a desk. Okay, so and finally, social habits. Social habits are very important. Smoking, we ask about smoking, alcohol, drug abuse, alcohol are part of the social workout. Past medical history, then this PM, hypertension, and many connective tissue diseases if the patient has. Please. لا لا ما فيش سلايدات. ما فيش سلايدات. هي السلايدات أنا ورجيتك إياهم. Please from the website, check the first session and the second session. This is your this is what you really need to know. وأنا حاطط شو اسمه introduction هنا في عندنا PowerPoint presentation على what I'm gonna talk about. هذا هو السلايد. So the art of taking history. It's very important to focus your attention on the patient's problem, narrow your differential diagnosis, screen the patient for other diseases, and protect other people from harmful events inflicted on others because of a patient's problem. This is very important, especially, you know, some people, they may confess sometimes on on harming someone during your history. So it's very important to protect the third party by involving the authorities if necessary, in order to protect the life of others. حكينا على patient profile, حكينا على the name of the patient. وفهمناكم ايش الفرق بين the names, the age, gender, and the residence. Recent travel is so important to be asked about. Smoking, social history, occupation. هذا كلياته موجود عندكم بالويب سايت. تمام؟ بتمنى برضه كمان اذا بتقدروا فيه بالفيسبوك عندنا جروب رائع للستودنتس. طبعا هذا فقط لطلاب جامعه مؤتة. عليه حاليا 1200 طالب, يعني over the years. احنا we started that group 2011, so اسمه Ophthalmology 2011-2012. Please subscribe to that group. You will find all your lectures there, and you'll have during inshallah your ophthalmology course. There are 60 slides that I like always to repeat, you know, like it's a bank, question bank for your material access. So you can excel, inshallah, in the ophthalmology course once you come. So past medical history, we talked about DM, hypertension, and congenital diseases, allergies. Past surgical history. Past surgical history, بنسأل على previous surgeries, general anesthesia, the use of eyeglasses, injectables. But we have a lot of injectables now inside the eye, which was like science fiction in 2008, 2009, when I started my, or let's say when I was finishing my residency. Back then, injectables were like science fiction. I remember that lecture for Dr. Ahmad Mansour, he was actually reading the future. It was a beautiful lecture. He talked about injectables inside the eye. Can this really happen? Now, every list has between 15 and 16 injectables. We are injecting people inside the eye with drugs that will help them to cure their disease. Chief complaint and the main symptom. The symptoms in the eye are, these are really a handful of So, first of all, we ask about blurring of vision. Blurring of vision, scotomas, metamorphopsias, sharing metamorphopsia, really changing the shape of the object when the object is not as it should appear. And if in the IB, you ask about itching, redness, and lacrimation. One of them, pick one of them, or the patient comes usually with one of them, and you start actually, let's say, excluding your differential diagnosis, utilizing your history. Come on, blurring of vision, refractive error. This is the most common cause of blurring of vision. So, just curable. We usually give glasses, contacts, or we can have a refractive surgery. Organic problems in the eye, that can cause a blurring of vision, for example, problems in the cornea, the lens, the retina, whatever, optic nerve, to come out. So how to differentiate? As a GP, it's very important to know where to refer. Some people, they need glasses. Okay, don't give them an optometrist. You don't have to send them to an ophthalmologist. Sometimes finding an ophthalmologist might be hard in some places, or getting an appointment might be difficult, okay? So as a general practitioner, I really need to know whether I need to refer them to an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. A very small very good test, some pinhole test. So, alhamdulillah, كل واحد قدامه خلوي بس ما في حدا قدامه ورقة وقلم وهذا شيء جدا مؤسف. فبتمنى من اليوم طالع دائما سمعتك بجيبتك صح بس برضو كمان ما تنسى القلم الورقة والقلم شيء جدا مهم فأنا بتمنى مثلا من كل حدا فيكم خاصة اللي لابسين نظارة اشرح نظارتك حاول الآن اشرح نظارتك الدنيا غبشت صح بس أنا لما بدي إياك تاخذ بورقة خذ ورقة واخذوها من النص try to make a hole in the middle very small hole 1 millimeter hole And I want you to look through that hole. Look through that hole. You will find that the picture is much clearer. This is called pinhole test. Try it now. People who are wearing glasses, which I'm seeing, I estimate that they are around 50%. And they will appreciate that their vision will improve. طبعا واحد بعض الدفاتر ميكتنز والدفاتر يلا خزيك يلا try to look through the pinhole لا this is very big that is really big you have really it has to be very small I'm talking about 1 millimeter whole diameter only 1 millimeter very small one Yeah. appreciate the friends. Did you try it out? اللي لابسين نظارة حسيتوا إنه the visual acuity improved. Did it improve? تمام. So it can give you more depth. So it can correct between plus and minus 4 diopters. So this small trick can help you. You know whether it's a refractive error or not. If the patient didn't improve, then most probably this patient needs an ophthalmologist. Because it's more likely his blurring of vision is secondary to an organic problem rather than refractive error. Please concentrate. Order, please. Fine. So blurring of vision. Blurring of vision from an organic problem can be divided into two. Either blurring of vision with pain or blurring or painless blurring of vision. Painless blurring of vision can be secondary to macular edema, retinal detachment, retinal hemorrhage, artery vein occlusion, central retinal artery occlusion. With pain, it can be either due to glaucoma, keratitis, inflammation of the cornea, uveitis, inflammation of the uvea, or optic neuritis, inflammation of the optic nerve. So ocular pain, it's very important to understand the site of the ocular pain. It's just as if you are taking a regular pain history. Show regular pain history. Site, severity, aggravating, relieving, radiation, associated symptoms, nausea, vomiting, whatever, fever, and pain. Eye itching, bloodshot dryness, eye allergy, contact dermatitis, and eyelid masks. Always, allergies is a systemic problem. So people with asthma, dermatitis, also they come with what? With eye problems, such as itching and dryness. Photophobia. What's the meaning of photophobia? Yeah. Yeah, speak out in English, please. Photophobia is painful sensation when the light is shown in front of the eye. So it's not a true phobia. This is a misnomer. It's not that the patient is afraid or scared from. Yeah, it's not claustrophobia. Claustrophobia is phobia. The patient is scared. Here it's a misnomer. Erectile photophobia. Is he scared from light? No, he's not. There is no element of fear, but it is painful. Okay? Perceiving light is very painful. And photophobia is always a corneal symptom. You'll find, for example, punctate erosions, dryness, blepharitis, okay? Uveitis, mosbotia, yeah, anything that will affect the uvea or the cornea can cause photophobia, along with headache and migraine. Migraine, yes. It's a cause of photophobia. Floaters. This is a sense of seeing objects that are not there, usually flying objects. بالعربي بيسموه الذباب الطائرة. تمام؟ And sometimes it can stick to one individual feet part, or sometimes it might be floating here and there, usually moving with your eyes, and it's a sign of acute uveitis, maybe vitreous hemorrhage, and usually, most of the time, it's just a benign condition. They have, you know, vitreous hemorrhage, it's secondary to vitreous stenosis. تمام؟ تحلل السائل الزجاجي. تمام؟ The vitreous, and sometimes it can be associated with vitreous detachment. ممتاز. Yes? Excuse me. Usually floaters are best kept alone. خلاص تركهم بحالهم. Spinnen. No. If you want to do phlorectomy, for example, this is a major surgery. It's vitrectomy at the end of the day, which can be complicated with peritoneal detachment and other problems that might be really disastrous. So it's best to be left alone. Usually, visual adaptation happens. The brain will mask most of the most of those floaters. هلا انا بتمنى خلينا نتفرج شويه على الاكزامينيشن هنبدا فيهم واحد واحد. This is called the visual acuity chart. Visual acuity charts they come in different shapes, different colors, and different objects inside, but all of them they have the same concept. You know, there is a big letter, and then it goes smaller, smaller, smaller until you have the 20/20 vision, or maybe. Order, please. Anybody has a question? Questions? Right. So, the visual acuity chart comes in different shapes, as we have said. So, some are picturistic for children. For example, Allen's chart. Tamam. Others, they are literate chart. Zayhani. This is called the literate chart, where you have letters. Or it can be Tumble-E chart. Tamam. Or Samus Nellen chart. Also this shape. Tamam. These are all inaccurate charts. Now, we don't use them for our, let's say, research. And most of the research now is done on something called ETDRS chart, Early Diabetic Treatment Trial Study chart. طبعاً what's very characteristic of this chart is that the lower letter, the length of the lower letter equals the distance between each line. يعني إذا نطلع على رقم واحد تمام شايفين كبير it's really huge. If you look at number two it's smaller. هلا the distance between one and two, the distance, the empty area should be equal to the height of number two. This is the correct ETDRS chart that we should use for our research. تمام. So if you see charts like that, where the distance between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 are all the same, this is not an adequate reading chart. Or let's say distance chart. Now, if you look carefully, you'll find that the larger, مثلا طلع على اللي فوق أكبر letter, مكتوب 20 over 200. شو يعني 20 over 200? What's this number? This number here. What's this number here? Anybody has a clue? Okay, so 20, اللي هو النومينيتر, عرفت البسط, تمام, is the distance of the patient from the chart. هنا 20, it means 20 feet. 20 feet اللي هي سنتيمتر دقيقة. حلو؟ تمام. Numerator is the distance between the person and the chart. هلا denominator it is the average person able to see that letter from distance. يعني طبيعي إذا أنت بعدته 200 feet 200 feet حيشوف هذه الإيه. بس انا مريضي مش قادر اشوف غير الايش؟ ايوه على بعد 6 متر، بعد هيك بتغبش معه، ببطل يشوفها. اذا فهمنا شو معنى 20 over 200؟ طبعا and once the denominator decreases in size or let's say in number, it means that visual acuity is improving ولا worsening. Yes, it's improving. تمام؟ So 2070 is better and 2050 is a better vision. And finally, 2020 is the, let's say, average good vision. Some people, they see even smaller objects, 2015, نشوف charts وإلى آخره. معناها إنه this guy has the ability to see even smaller and smaller objects. حلو؟ وهي كانت كمان 2010. Very good. This is called the Allen's chart. Allen's chart. Pictures, لأنه هذول الأولاد ما بيعرفوا يحكوا. فإحنا نجيب لهم chart in their hand. تمام؟ chart in their hand. And we ask them to match. Which one is, what do you see? Just they match what they have in their hand and what they are seeing from far away. But please read those chronomorphine, شيء بسيطة. Slip tap examination, يعني طلع على الفيديو جدا لطيف, يعني تستوعب what's a slip tap exam. Pupillary examination is so important as well. Our pupils, they are one of the optic nerve functions. And in order to test the optic nerve, we have, you know, few guidelines. The first one to do is visual acuity. Second, visual field. Three, pupillary reflexes. Color vision. And finally, ممكن انت تزيد عليهم عشان تشوف الماكينة ايش اسمه photo stress test. Photo stress test. I'm taking visual acuity and in a normal daylight, and then you just shine the light for 30 seconds and then you take the visual acuity again and calculate how much this patient need time to revert back to his normal. تمام؟ سموه photo stress test, which can detect patients with macular problems. Please check that one. بعدين في عنا pupillary examination test. أنا برضو حاطط لك هي extraocularity exam. This is a one of my designs. حاطط لك هي how to do the cover and cover test. How to do the extraocularity testing. جدا بسيط وسهل وحلو. And I have beautiful four examples. مرة عمل لك هي third nerve palsy, fourth nerve palsy, sixth nerve palsy. مرة عنده intermittent exotropia. فpleaseLook at it. It is so easy. Direct ophthalmoscope, شرحه بالتفاصيل جدا. تمام. Please have a look at it. This is also another video for the direct ophthalmoscope. This is another video for the indirect ophthalmoscope. Please look at it. يعني كل واحد من هذول يعني حتستمتعوا صراحة وانتم تحضروهم. فكل شيء ان شاء الله واضح. Finally في عندك اللي هو visual field confrontation test. This is so important to be done. يعني ان شاء الله احسن من الفيديو تاع ماكرويد. يعني بطريقة لطيفة جدا. And how to do the confrontation visual field. وبعدين we will talk about يعني more about اللي هم other visual field tests زي Goldman and Humphrey visual field. مش عليكم هلا, بس يعني الأسامي ضرورية. And this is a small let's say table summarizing all the visual field changes in the eye and corresponding pathology. Okay. يعني مثلا باي تمبر الهيميروبيا وين؟ باي تمبر الهيميروبيا حلوة. انسى. What's the meaning of a hemi alopia? Hemi alopia. حلوة. كنا I totally agree with you ما أنت يعني كنا متذكرين بتقولي وأنت هيدا إيش هذا مثلا يا سيدي؟ بس بطلون شو لونه؟ أدي أقوله؟ بطلون في النهاية. ما جبتش السؤال صح؟ أنوبيا, شو يعني أنوبيا؟ inability to see أو scotoma in that field by temporal hemianopia. معناها the temporal side of the visual field is lost. حلو؟ by temporal hemianopia is very characteristic and almost pathognomonic of pituitary gland and the lobe. تمام؟ منها أعلى الكياس. تمام؟ by temporal Obviously they start with the oil stick, and then it comes with an arc of scutor. Halo. برضو كمان باي تمبرال ديفكت باي نيزل ديفكت انا ما راح اجيب لك اياهم في امتحان هتقعد تدرسهم ان شاء الله وحصلك فيهم على خير بس تيجي على العيون هذول كثير حلوين ومهمين اللي هم ستيريوبسس تيست الشهاره وستيريوبسس تيست الشهاره اللي هي كالر جارت هاو تو اكزامن كالر جارت شوف والله بتشتغل جرب للاسف ما في صوت ولا كان يعني اجمل ان احنا نحضر مع بعض بس يعني اتس فاين فهذه هي الكالر تشارت وهذه اللي هي الستيريوبسس تشارت ستيريوبسس تشارت بالضبط هي زي ال do you know those glasses polarized glasses where you can see depth polarized glasses 3D cinema اوكي هلا انا عمال بورجيكم هون الكالر تشارت شايفين انتو الكالر بليت الكالر بليتس الكالر بليتس هذول around 15 in number and we close one eye we ask the patient to read them and any plate that is correctly done نحط له سكور بالعادة out of 15 مثلا شاف المريض 9 من 15 9 من 15 حلو شافوا كلهم 15 من 15 ما شاف ولا واحد لازم يشوف اول واحد واحد من 15 ما في شيء اسمه صفر 15 اول واحد اللي هو مين اللي هو رقم 12 هذا الكل لازم يشوفه حتى اللي بيشوفه بلاك اند وايت حلو اللي ما بيشوف ولا عينه يعني ما بيشوف معناه انه مريقر اللي ما بيشوف اول واحد معناها انه هذا متخوت علينا هذا مريقر عرفت علي كيف هذا الزلمه جاي مقصد ثاني من الفحص فهمت علي عشان هيك أول فحص لازم أول إشي لازم يشوفوا الجميع. طيب في عنا بعدين اللي هو ال غيره. اللي هو ال this polarized lenses along with the بسموه stereopsis test. طبعاً stereopsis test هلا بنفتحه هنشوف اللي هو شغلتين في عنا فلان. وعندنا ال هذول small circles. So once you put the glass, you will ask the patient which one is raising, is out of picture, is coming out of picture. فإذا if he has good let's say degree of angiostrum or let's say good degree of stereopsis, he will be able to identify which circle is popping out of that book. تمام؟ ف this is really a very simple test. And it gives you an idea whether both eyes are functioning properly together or not. حلو. فبليز طلعوا عليهم كتير حلوين وإن شاء الله يعني أسئلة بسيطة كتير كله من المنهج ما فيش إشي بعد. Gold manometer, how to take intraocular pressure. Probably كمان this is a very beautiful video one and two. وبعدين finally في عنا بس the difference between direct and indirect spheroscope. كثير بحب اجيب هذا هاي الشغله. Please يعني try to memorize it. Once you كمان understand more يعني from the videos about the direct and indirect things will be clear in front of you. طيب هلا because of the large number I usually tend to do a small demo. But يعني because of the large number we will do that demo maybe يعني إن شاء الله in the clinic once we are all together. حتى كنت أحطهم like small groups ما شاء الله بس العدد يعني over 400 so I can't really do it. كان كنا 100 كان سهل يعني كنت أحط 15 demonstrate things in front of them for 10-15 minutes بس خلاص لقينا له كل شيء إن شاء الله بس once you come to the fifth year إن شاء الله Any questions so far, please? What the demand? But this is ophthalmology. I'm going to crash at 12. Please, can you register now? Wait, because so I can accept you and accept the registration and ask and answer the question, please. Ma'am.
لاحظ شوية التزام في الهندام للأطرقة شوية في كومبرومايز. فيعني بفضل الشباب قميص بنطلون لو كتان أو مثلا ماشي يعني very appreciated الجينز ممنوع عندنا تمام. يجي الواحد مصدر الحفاية والكلام هذا برضو ممنوع أو بوت رياضة يعني حلو إنه بس يكون منظرك منظر طبيب قدام المريض. عرفت علي كيف؟ يعني بالنهاية ما في حدا يعني خاصة المرضى يعني هو عمال يكشف لك على برايفت أورجنز برايفت بروبلمز يعني أهم حاجة أنت تكون ديسنت قدامه فريق. بعدين لبس الألوان حتشوف ممنوع تمام. ألواننا أبيض جراي بلو بلاك بيريز هذولا كويسين خاصة لمرضى السايكايتري. ترى على فكرة توت مرضانا مرضى نفسيين اللي بيجي على العيون بيجي على الأذنية بيجي على الباطن التلت 30% they have psychiatric problems. ما بتعرف مين يصير شو حواليك هاي يقعد يعففك حياتك ما بتعرفش. فدائما ابدا منظر والريحة ايوه هو هذا ابعته للجماعة. يس
الخليج الثاني نفسه بدخلت على السماش
يلا يعطيكم العافية إن شاء الله.